But Greg is smart. And by the way, never wrestle him. You understand that? Never. Any guy that can do a body slam, he's Micah.
Hello and welcome to What the Fuck Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Amditis. Let's get to it. It's Friday, October 19th, 2018. Welcome to day 638. The Justice Department charged a Russian national with conspiracy for her role in an information warfare campaign which was designed to interfere with the midterm elections. Elena Kushinova managed the finances of an operation the Justice Department identified as Project Latka, which was designed to sow discord in the U.S. political system and interfere in the 2016 and 2018 elections. The operation was a, quote, Russian umbrella effort funded by Russian oligarch Yevgeny Viktorovich Prigozhin and two companies he controls, Concord Management and Consulting LLC and Concord Catering, end quote. The Justice Department said that they pushed arguments and information online about immigration, the Confederate flag, gun control, the NFL anthem protests, among other things. Prigozhin, known as Putin's chef, as well as 12 other Russians were indicted by Robert Mueller in February on charges of interfering in the 2016 presidential election. Top U.S. intelligence and law enforcement agencies, meanwhile, warned that they're concerned about ongoing campaigns by Russia, China, and Iran to interfere with the midterm elections as well as the 2020 presidential race. The joint statement by the Justice Department, FBI, Homeland Security Department, and Office of the Director of National Intelligence said there is no evidence of a compromise or disruption of infrastructure that would enable adversaries to prevent voting, change vote counts, or disrupt our ability to tally votes in the midterm elections, end quote. Moving on, Republicans and conservative commentators are attempting to smear Jamal Khashoggi in order to protect Trump from criticism over his handling of the journalist's murder by Saudi Arabia. House Republicans allied with Trump have been privately sharing articles from right-wing outlets that disparage Khashoggi. Conservative commentators, meanwhile, have been making insinuations about Khashoggi's background, saying he was, quote, tied to the Muslim Brotherhood, or a longtime friend of terrorists, and, quote, not a good guy, end quote. And finally, Donald Trump praised Representative Greg Gianforte for body slamming a reporter.
I shouldn't say this because there's nothing to be embarrassed about. So I was in Rome with a lot of the leaders from other countries talking about all sorts of things, and I heard about it. And we endorsed Greg very early, but I had heard that he body slammed a reporter. And he was way up. And he was way up. And I said, oh, this was like the day of the election or just before. And I said, oh, this is terrible. He's going to lose the election. Then I said, well, wait a minute. I know Montana pretty well. I think it might help him. And it did.
Gianforte pleaded guilty last year to misdemeanor assault charges related to the incident. Quote, any guy that can do a body slam, Trump said during a rally in Missoula, he's my kind of guy, end quote. And in the polls, NBC News says 49% of Trump voters believe men face either a great deal or a fair amount of discrimination in America today, more than LGBTQ people, 41%, African Americans, 38%, or women, 30%. And the Associated Press says 25% of Americans believe Brett Kavanaugh told the entire truth during his Senate Judiciary Committee testimony. 43% disapprove of Kavanaugh's confirmation, while 35% approve. And now to the notables. One, Rod Rosenstein will sit for a transcribed interview with leaders of the House Judiciary and Oversight Committees on October 24th. The interview will be conducted under oath, but Rosenstein will not be legally compelled to answer any questions. Two, Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke tried to skirt or change department policies in order to justify taxpayer-funded trips with his wife, this according to a report by the Interior's Inspector General. And three, the Trump administration asked the Supreme Court to throw out a lawsuit, which was filed and accused the government of ignoring climate change. The lawsuit claims the government violated their right to due process by failing to address carbon pollution, such as emissions from the burning of fossil fuels. And remember, you can find the links and sources for all of these stories, including the notables, on the main website. That's all for now. Visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Amditas.